Hey. It's good to see you. Okay. If it's all right with you, I think I'll just skip the small talk. I know how we left things the last time we spoke. You said you weren't interested, and I understand. That's totally fine. And I know it's rude of me to just show up at your work unannounced, but it's just, you haven't shown up to movie nights in months, and it's almost impossible to get hold of you nowadays. I'm worried about you. We're all worried about you. I can tell something's wrong, so please just tell me what it is. If there's anything I can do, you know I'll do it. We've been friends for years. You know me. You can trust me. Even if I can't help, I can still be there for you. Please, just be honest with me. It's not nothing. I can tell. Just be honest with me. I promise I'll leave if you just tell me what's going on. Is it a demon? That's it, isn't it? You haven't been the same since we messed with that Ouija board. Damn it! I knew it was a mistake to mess with that thing. And on top of that, we forgot to say goodbye, didn't we? This is all my fault. I should have stopped you from playing with that stupid thing. No good was ever going to come of it. And now, well, look at you. You look awful. You look like you haven't eaten in days or slept in weeks. Oh. How did I know? Well, it's kind of a funny story.
Get away from my baby, you accursed angel.
Yeah. That's... Yeah? I'm kind of... sort of... an angel? Guardian angel? Your guardian angel, actually.
My darling has no need for you, you winged nuisance. I'm here now. I'm sure they would much rather have me by their side. Under my protection.
You? A demon who takes payments in blood and mutilates them without a second thought.
I've done a better job looking after them than you have, you insignificant wretch. You allowed them to summon me, after all, did you not?
and I will never forgive myself for it. But I still have time to save them before you mangle them beyond repair.
I would never do such a thing. I know what I did was wrong. I see that now. I know my baby deserves only love and affection, and that the cruel, sadistic approach was doing me no favors. Isn't that right, little one? You can see the change in my eyes, can't you? Your mistress knows she's treated you badly, and I'm sorry for that. So why don't you let me make it up to you?
No! I am not going to let you hurt them. You'll have to kill me first, you...
My, oh my. Look at you, little one, showing some backbone. I didn't know you still had it in you. I'll admit, now that I'm taking this new, soft-hearted, kinder approach to you, I actually kind of like it. You know, they have a point, Angel. This is their life, their fate, and their love hanging in the balance. As much as I relish total control, it does only make sense that they should have a say in the matter. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Yes, of course. They absolutely deserve to have their say. And the final decision rests with them completely. I'm sure they won't choose to doom themselves to bondage with a succubus.
What was that?
Nothing. Nothing at all. All right then. What would you like us to do?
I have no problem with that.
Neither do I. Just so long as she behaves herself.
Not all of us are angels, so don't expect me to act like it.
As if I would ever be foolish enough to expect anything out of you, other than...
Sorry.